Welcome to Quick Hits, the only podcast that gets you smartinized. Today's episode, Wasted Votes. I used to be of the opinion that people who didn't vote forfeited their right to complain. Then I examined some different perspectives on the subject and realized that my opinion was stupid. There are plenty of reasons not to vote. For instance, voting gives your approval to a candidate. If you vote for the lesser evil and the lesser evil gets in, you are culpable, at least in a minuscule way, in their evil. Some people don't vote because they think it's a waste of time, that their vote just doesn't make any difference. And they're absolutely right. And we saw this in action in the New Hampshire Democratic primary. Bernie Sanders won 60% of the vote. Hillary was a distant second at 38%. Vermin Supreme, whose thick white beard complements the black boot that he wears on his head, also ran on the Democratic ticket. His platform includes mandatory toothbrushing laws and free ponies for everyone. He came in fourth. When all the votes were counted and it was time to assign the delegates, Bernie's 60% earned him 10 delegates to the Democratic National Convention. Hillary's pathetic 38% earned her 13 delegates. How do you like sharing things now, Bernie? Did the people who voted for Vermin waste their vote? No. Their votes didn't matter, and they wouldn't have mattered if they had voted for Hillary or Bernie either. Politicians running as Democrats or Republicans spend exactly zero resources getting their party on the ballot. Third parties don't have that luxury. For them, getting on a ballot requires an enormous amount of time and money to comply with the intentionally complicated rules and requirements which are designed to keep them out. If they succeed, but don't get enough votes, they have to repeat the process all over again for the next election. But if they pull in enough votes, and the magic number varies from state to state, they too get on the next ballot automatically. Unless you're in one of the very few swing states, your vote doesn't matter in the presidential election. It just doesn't. I live in New York, which will vote for the Democratic nominee, who will be Hillary. And if I vote Democrat, she gets all 29 of the state's electoral votes. If I vote Republican, she gets all 29 votes. If I vote for Vermin, she still gets all 29 votes. No wonder so many people stay home. Why bother? But there is a way to make your vote count. Not toward the final tally, that's a done deal. But you can use it to help a third party in the next election. When I vote for Gary Johnson, who will be the Libertarian candidate, I'll be helping the Libertarian Party stay on the ballot for the next round of weasel picking. It'll be just a bit of help, not a huge thing, but it will be personally satisfying to know that I've done at least a tiny bit toward someday seeing non-evil in power. And it will help just a little bit to make sure the party can run for the next election without spending all their time and resources on this getting on the ballot nonsense. To the unsmartinized who say, but if you pick the lesser of two evils, the greater evil will ascend the throne, I ask, how's that working out for you? How's it working out for us? Where has it brought us over the course of our lifetimes? If you vote for a Democrat, your vote accomplishes nothing. If you vote for a Republican, your vote accomplishes nothing. If you vote for a third party, your vote has an effect. A tiny one, to be sure, but it's still not a wasted vote. The only wasted vote is for someone you don't like. And I'm not even saying you should vote for someone I like. For instance, I despise the Greens. If they were to ever get in power, their policies would be a disaster for everyone. It would ruin everyone's lives. And while it's unlikely that many Greens are listening to this show, if you like the Greens, Vote for the damn Greens. Keep them on the ballot for the next cycle. Keep them in the game. Obviously, I'd encourage you to vote Libertarian, but whoever you vote for, don't vote for a Democrat or a Republican, because that's just wasting your vote. And that's it for this episode of the Quick Hits Podcast. If you've learned a little something, if you've changed your mind, or even if you can just see a different point of view without necessarily agreeing with it, congratulations, you've been smartenized. As I was preparing to record this, I noticed that I had a folder in my folder full of podcasts, also called Wasted Votes, a show that I did, I don't know, a long, long time ago. And so I went and listened to it to make sure I wasn't repeating myself too much, and I wasn't. So if you want a little more of this, I know this has been a really short one. If you want a little more, you can go find that old Wasted Votes one as well. That one's a little more topical from back when it was recorded. But because this one is so short, I just wanted to expound a little bit on a current event story, a topical story, an international story of great importance. Britain's Natural Environment Research Council is building a new boat, beautiful new research vessel. And I'm sure you probably know the story. They put out a poll to let people name the boat. And the winner, by a huge margin, by a margin of 4-1, 120-some-odd-thousand votes, was Boaty McBoatface. Now, they really should have known better. They should have known what to expect. This kind of thing has been going on the internet forever. Back as far as 1998, People Magazine ran a poll, an online poll, to pick the most beautiful person in the world, and the internet conspired together, and people voted the number one most beautiful person in the world was Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf. A real person, and if you're not familiar with him, Google it, and take a look at his picture. And he beat out Madonna and Leonardo DiCaprio, and people just copped out of it completely. They said, well, that was an online poll. That was just kind of a public interest. It doesn't really affect who the editors pick, and they put Leonardo DiCaprio on the cover. But Boaty McBoatface was just a fun name. It wasn't hateful. It wasn't insulting. And in a world where we are just deluged with new horrors every day, this was a fun story. It was great, lighthearted fun. It inspired a horse breeder to name one of his horses Horsey McHorseface, which is a perfect name for a horse. And I can only wonder if he's going to name his next two horses Celine Dion and Sarah Jessica Parker. But people were having great fun with this, and now that the votes are all in, I just read this recently, just before I started recording, the director of the Natural Environmental Research Council announced that they're not going to go with the name. If he wasn't such an uptight bag with which one douches and really gave it that name, it would become the most famous boat in the world. There would be documentaries about it. There would be songs about it. There would be children's books. There'd be newspaper stories for the life of the vessel. People would be checking in to see, hey, what's going on with Boaty McBoatface? And they could have done a very cool paint job on the bow. But no, Mr. Boring McBoringface will give it a name of some obscure scientist and no one will ever give a damn about it again. It's really a shame that the head of a science organization is such a moron. Hey folks, we've got a Facebook page, a Quick Hits Facebook page, so stop by there, get in the conversation, drop me a line if you'd like directly, dave@davehit.com. And the only thing left to tell you is that the Quick Hits Podcast is a journal of one man's opinion and therefore should not be taken too seriously.